Good morning, KRFY listeners. Thanks for tuning in to the Community Conversations here on 88.5 KRFY Community Radio. I'm Susie Prez, along with my co-host this morning, Chris Bessler. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Susie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a little different than our usual setup when we're doing the morning show from before, but we can do this too. We're hosting this edition of Community Conversations, which is a pre-recorded interim show in place of the live morning show, which is temporarily on hold due to the coronavirus situation. Community Conversation airs each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m., offering current local content of community interest. Couple of things to note, recording of Community Conversations are available on our web podcast page after the airing of the show, which is Thursdays. And since these recorded interviews are hosted via Zoom, voice quality may vary, but we hope you enjoy the show.
Yes, please do enjoy the show. And we have guests today. Actually, we're talking with KRFY local programmers. We're going to be talking about their shows and their broadcasting experience here at KRFY. Our guests are Bernie Mosier. He does Easy on a Wednesday Morning. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Susie.
Yeah,
hey,
we can.
Jim.
We can
nice
see,
to see everybody's face.
Yeah, we can see your face via Zoom. It looks like you're outdoors. You're in a pretty nice location for a radio interview.
I am. I'm at home and just enjoying a great summer day, actually.
Yeah. And we have as well Jim Healy. He's the he hosts the Folk Show, and he's the co-host of the Thursday edition of the Morning Show when that's going on. And he's kind of instrumental, actually, in the whole music directorship of KRFY. Jim Healy, thank you for being here.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here, and it's good to see everyone's smiling faces.
Yeah, we this reminds me of the remember that Brady Bunch intro where everybody was in a box and looking at each other. That's what we're seeing on the screen here, doing this in Zoom. But of course, we're airing it via radio, so all you get is the audio, folks.
And you know, Chris, we're talking to KRFY broadcasters. You and I can talk about our experience as the Wednesday edition hosts of the morning show, which we've been doing for over 6 years. And we can also talk about my live music showcase program called Between the Notes. So we're really kind of getting an audio, a picture of a little bit of what KRFY is offering our community. And so someone may ask, why are we doing these interviews right now? Why are we showcasing KRFY broadcasters? Well, in the past 9 years, in early June, KRFY has hosted an annual fun drive. We call it a membership drive, fun drive. This event was a celebration with 2 days of live broadcasting where local organizations, local musicians, and KRFY broadcasters would come together and tell the story of our small rural community radio station. This year is different with the COVID-19 pandemic limiting our ability to broadcast live and have a bunch of people in the broadcast room. We are reaching out via the airwaves with this podcast and other podcasts, recorded interviews and testimonials. So we're looking forward to the day when broadcasters and guests can once again be in the KRFY broadcast studio without masks. Till then, we're offering Community Conversations, and today we're showcasing KRFY. And Jim, you had something to say.
Yes, some listeners might wonder why we are not going into the studio. We're not like a restaurant. We're not like an entertainment venue. They might say, well, why don't you go in and do your programs? What's important to understand is that we share microphones, we share headphones, we share keyboards, knobs, buttons, dials. And by putting the station in a different mode of operation, we're showing our commitment to social responsibility, social awareness that what little we know about the virus right now, how it's transmitted, that the radio station is fortunate that we have a lot of national programs coming in. Their feeds are continuing to do that. Many local programmers have evergreened their shows. So we are just coming straight at you, just as before, only we're not in the studio.
That's right. And if you could get a little closer to your mic, Jim, that would be good too. KRFY, just for our listeners to know, and you probably already know this, is a nonprofit, commercial, and corporate-free community radio station. And so donations from our listeners. So today we're showcasing some of our broadcasters, but we're also reaching out to let our listeners know that our station needs your support, because this is our little virtual mini fund drive today. And it's vital that as a local media source, KRFY is vital, and your support is vital too. So we're kind of reaching out for that support today. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, we're totally reaching out, 100% reaching out for that support today. And you can give us your support by making a donation. Very simply, you go to our website, krfy.org, and you'll see on the right column, there's a go see and donate button. You click that, it kicks you over to PayPal, and you can make a donation right there. You can also make a donation by giving us a call at 208-265-2992. If you call, you're probably going to get our voice messaging, but you can leave a message. Susie, you'd probably be the one to call them back, and you can make a donation that way. Of course, you could mail a donation to us. That's, if you wanted to do that, we're at 323 North First Avenue, number 203 in Sandpoint, Idaho. And any of these methods will get us your donation. We talk about membership. The way to become a KRFY member is just to donate. And you can donate any amount. And that makes you a member, a card-carrying member, although we don't have cards.
Okay.
But we very much depend on donations from our listeners. There's zero tax money that comes into this radio station. It's completely community supported, and it's the support of our listeners as well as our underwriters that keeps us on the air. Almost everybody that you hear on KRFY is a local broadcaster. They're all volunteers. We have just two part-time staff to help run the station. And we have fixed costs to meet those financial needs. So we really need donations. Please give us a call or go to our website.
And oftentimes you'll hear us say that it's listener-supported community radio. Well, folks, if you're listening right now, you are the listeners, and we are reaching out to you today. So again, you can go to our website, krfy.org, and there's a donate button there. But let's get to our interview. We've got two of our broadcasters here. So go ahead, Chris.
Well, okay, let's start off with Bernie Mosier, again, host of Easy on a Wednesday Morning. And we're also speaking again with Jim Healy, host of the KRFY Folk Show, and kind of a utility fielder for much of KRFY. Bernie, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your history. How did you get on board with KRFY? And I guess the big question, why?
Yeah. Hi, Chris. Thanks. It's great to be on the air again. Even though I can't hear it, I get to see you guys. And I miss being in the station because of the virus. And so we can't hold our annual fundraiser in person like we usually do, but I'm glad to be here today. And folks, if you're listening, this is your hometown radio station. And that's why I got into it. You know, this is our hometown radio station. I love the music. I first got turned on to the music, and which I love. Jim Healy does a great job with Otto's Eclectic Mix and all the other volunteers that have their own shows are really into it, you know, and you get to hear stuff that you just cannot hear anywhere else on the airways. You know, it's fun to hear. One minute you can hear Johnny Cash, and the next minute you hear Billie Holiday and the next minute you hear someone like Peggy Lee or somebody, you know, that you hadn't heard since the 1950s, and my mother listened to it or something, you know. And it's really a hoot. I really enjoy the station. I like being part of the community. And that's why we're asking the people to donate at this time to be part of our community. This is a big community at KRFY. You know, I think our listenership is really terrific, and we have strong supporters, but we always need your help. So donate any amount. $88.50 is great. And you can donate at krfy.org. And hit the PayPal button, as Chris said earlier. And
Hey, Bernie, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So you have this show called Easy on a Wednesday Morning. And when you say Easy on a Wednesday Morning, how early is that? When is it? And give us a little picture of how you sort of curate your show. What kind of music do you pick? Are there certain songs that you like to put in there? Why do you call it? Why is it early on a Wednesday morning, and how early, and what kind of music do you play?
Yeah, thanks, Susie. You know, I love coming into the station early in the morning. I'm an early riser. I've been a farmer all my life, so therefore I'm always up at the very first light. And I just love taking the first hour or so in the mornings to just to sit with a cup of coffee, to reflect, to relax, to reminisce, just to listen to the day begin itself. And so oftentimes on commercial radio, you hear duos of DJs going back and forth and yelling at each other and playing hard music. And I thought, gosh, you know, I really hate that. And I'd love to do a radio show that just starts out just with sweet sounds, you know, lyrics that offer some reflection, to bring back remembrances, to think about the day, how it's going to unfold. And so I play a lot of different genres of music. I use a lot of music from Jim Healy's folk selections. I'll play a lot of Americana music. I start out with sometimes piano music. I'm very fond of our volunteer Jackie Henrian's library list of really different music that has just very sweet sounds, sometimes Celtic. And then I usually try and throw a cowboy song in there every morning of some type, whether it's riding a pony in Montana or or back in the saddle again, or, you know, just stuff for fun, you know, just stuff for fun that's easy to start a day. And and I have a blast doing it. I love being part of KRFY. I hope people enjoy listening to it. And if you do, please feel free to donate at krfy.org.
So again, early on a Wednesday morning, it's from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock, right? And it ends right at Democracy Now. So that's every Wednesday, and it's still playing even though we do not have you in the studio. It's pulling from the library that you've created, called Easy on a Wednesday Morning. So we're still hearing the songs that you love and that people have come to appreciate on Wednesday morning.
That's correct, Susie, and thanks. I really appreciate the people responsible for having that automated system up and being able to play the music that I love, and I hope our listeners enjoy. Yeah.
Well,
how about
Jim,
you, Jim?
Healy?
You,
Jim? Yeah. Jim, tell us about your history with KRFY. You know, why did you get on board? And tell us a little bit more about what you do. You know, you host a couple of shows, and you also help establish the programming for our eclectic mix. But give us more detail on that, please.
Okie doke. Before I start talking about myself, I do want to give a shout out to Bernie. Bernie does an incredible job on Wednesday mornings. And part of the beauty of Bernie is he is the embodiment of community radio, that there are people in the community who might have had zero on-air experience. And through proper training and the creation of a show, they have an opportunity to give voice to their passion for music. And Bernie does a great job, and he's exactly what 88.5 KRFY is all about. For me, I come to 88.5 KRFY with, I joined in 2011. Previously, before moving to Sandpoint in 1999, I had 10 years of radio experience with Yellowstone Public Radio. I love public radio. Like Bernie said, it's non-commercial, and it can be tied directly to the community. That one of my passions is folk music from the late 50s into the early 60s. There's something terrific about music. Music is one way that we can feel good about ourselves, whether we play an instrument or listen to it. It's also a way to connect us to other like-minded people, to a larger world. And so on the folk show on Thursday nights, 9 to 10, I'm live, and 10 to midnight, Otto selects from a group of songs that I put together from the folk category or genre. And it's a way that I can share my passion with folk music and some of my knowledge, and it's one of my major loves. And then also on Thursday mornings from 8 to 9 with Jack, I co-host the morning show, and it's the morning show really provides an important place in the community in terms of we give access to the airwaves to people who are making a difference in the quality of lives here in North Idaho. And each show is different. Tuesdays usually is concerned with the environment and the outdoors, with Phil and Julie. On Wednesdays with Chris and Susie, it's usually has a political when during voting season. And Jack and I on Thursdays are usually about the arts. But I came into the radio in 2011. When I think about it, it's going to be 10 years this next year. And I think the radio station has changed over the years in an extremely wonderful way.
And when you're talking about some of the local shows, I just wanted to kind of mention some of the other broadcasters. You mentioned the morning show. We now have Community Conversations as an interim show for that. Bernie's show, Easy on a Wednesday Morning, the folk show. Jack Peterson, he has a show called Norwester, which is on Tuesdays and Friday nights. And that's a little bit more like local music, local meaning regional music. We have Wednesday evening, Velma Queen of Fun, which is Gail Finley. She has a show called Hump Day Cafe. We have, and Bernie, you mentioned Jackie's show. Leading up to Jackie's show on Sunday, we have gospel music at from 7 to 9 with Dr. Julie Guyon. And noon to 2, we have Harriet Pink. And the morning after, that's with Ricky Witte. We have the Blues Hour with Bob Aldrich, and that's at 4 to 5. And then Songs, Voices, Poems is 7 to 8 on Sunday evening. That's with Jackie Henrian. A really amazing show, actually. Well put together, well thought out, and entertaining and inspiring. And then Jazz, with Jazz Over Sandpoint with John Royan. A really fun show. Chris, do you want to mention our Saturday night lineup?
A Saturday night lineup, yes. So we have... it's in terms of the local broadcasters, at 5 o'clock we have 50s Fun with Just Plain Bob, or Bob Hahn, as you may know him in the community. Just Plain Bob on the air, please. And then he rolls that over to the 60s sound at 6 o'clock. So that's Just Plain Bob there as well. Then in at 7 o'clock, that's followed up with the 70s classics. I don't know if I've even met Mike Misner.
Well, that's Mike Bauer. Mike Meisner is his handle, I guess you call it.
Okay, okay. I have not caught that before.
He
makes that's
the apple pies every year for our auction.
Okay, yeah, sure. I know Mike rather well. And then it's 80s Echoes at 8 p.m. And that's our local lineup for Saturday. But I'll tell you what, if people want to see the entire lineup, because we have a ton of other great syndicated shows as well. I mean, we have stuff with the Grateful Dead Hour. We have some terrific talk shows on alternative radio that comes on Mondays at 6. And then we have Exploration with Dr. Michio Kaku, which is one of my favorite shows, that comes on at 6 on Tuesdays. We have way more than we can mention here, but you can go to the website, KRFY.org, and you can click on the schedule tab, and you can actually see what plays every day of the week, and you'll be, I guarantee it, that folks that are not that well acquainted with the radio station, even those that are, will be kind of amazed at the richness of our broadcast schedule.
I'd like to just throw out, we've thrown the word auto out, and for someone who might not know what auto is, I can give a little bit of history behind that. When I joined the radio station in 2011, there were only two of us on the air. Jeff Poole, who really is one of the legendary icons of the radio station. We did not have enough local programmers to fill in the daytime hours. So auto, which is short for automatic, is a way in which we created a pool of songs from which the computer, the program, programming that we device that we use, selects songs from this body of music, and we keep on adding to it all the time. And as Bernie said earlier, great variety. We could go from Big Mama Thornton to Bruce Springsteen, from Angelique Kidjo, from Benin to Warren Zevon. You just don't know what's coming up next. And it's non-commercial. There is, if you don't like the song you're hearing right now, wait until it's over. You might like the next one. So that fills out the day. We do encourage, once people have been trained, people to hop on and do an hour of auto where you can talk about that was so-and-so and coming up next. But it's a way in which we can fill the broadcast day, usually from 8 in the morning to 5 in the evening, with great variety of absolutely first-rate music.
It's good that you mentioned that, because when we ask people what they like about KRFY, there's so many things that they like. Sometimes it's a syndicated music program, but usually everyone loves autos, and they'll say, what is autos? We spell it O-T-T-O-S, but it's really the automated system of selected, specifically and thoughtfully selected. It's almost like it's archive, it's, you know, it's selected music that people really love. And as you mentioned, Jim, so many different genres. And so that's what it is. It is the signature part of our daily programming, and people do love it because it's always good. And Bernie, you have something to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to pitch in again and say, you know, there's so much richness and diversity for such a small town community radio station. And I hear people say that there's something for everybody. And not only is there something for everybody, but all of it is done well. You know, it's just done exceptionally well. I love to listen to the morning show between 8 and 9 on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, you know, and listen to how the personalities of the hosts have developed and the interchange. Susie, you and Chris are just, you know, great to listen to, so informative. Julie and Phil just, you know, really enjoy themselves talking about the outdoors and the environment. And Jim, you and Jack are just a hoot. You know, I'm always, when I listen to you on Thursday mornings, I'm always chuckling at your back and forth, you know. And, you know, there is something for everybody. Like I say, it's done exceptionally well. I really appreciate the folks that support the radio station. and we need your help today. We need your help this year. Keep the radio station viable and on the air. And it's at krfy.org, and hit the PayPal button, folks. We need you. Thank you.
Just a little side note, guys. Zoom just gave us extra time, so we don't have a deadline here. So we can keep going. I'm not going to edit that out. Thank you, Bernie, for that. And while we're at it, we'll just mention anyone that's listening and said, I haven't made my donation yet this year. I think I'd like to do that. I'll just let you know how you can. You can go to krfy.org. There's a donate button. It's secure PayPal. You can also mail us a check at 2465 Betts P.O. Box, 2465 Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864. And as Chris mentioned earlier, you can always leave a message on our phone, 208-265-2992.
What sometimes happens, Susie, this is Jim Healy, is that when a 501c3 makes a pitch for donations, it's sort of like a black hole, you know, that sucks in money. And you'd probably say, well, where does the money go to 88.5 KRFY? Outside of two paid positions, which are part-time, we have to pay ASCAP and BMI rights. We have to pay insurance. We need equipment every so often. So it's the money that goes to keep us on the air. It does, you know, people like Bernie, people like myself and Chris, we donate our time because we love community radio and what it does for the North Idaho community. So your contributions are greatly appreciated. And we certainly hope during this time of COVID, what we might be discovering is that a lot of people are tuning into the radio that might not normally be tuning into the radio because they have bigger lives and those lives will resume. We really appreciate all donations, no matter what size, because you become part of the KRFY family, and that's so important.
So I'm going to mention yesterday I took a drive to go take a hike, and actually went through Clark Fork, and we had actually great reception all the way through Clark Fork, actually into Montana there, and so I was able to listen to shows. And on my way out, I was listening to Harriet Pink in the morning after, and she was spinning some really great music. And then on my way back, I was hearing Songs, Voices, and Poems by Jackie Henrian. And she's, that's a stellar program. People should catch that if they haven't. And that made me think, hey, I have some real favorites on KRFY. Those are actually two of them. You know, I really enjoy listening to KRFY folk music, Jim. Bernie, I got to say, I barely catch the last part of your show because I'm not up early enough on Wednesdays, but when I do, I really appreciate it. I liked listening to Hump Day Cafe with Velma Queen of Fun. What are some of your guys' favorite programming? Jim, go with that. You know, what are some of the other programs you like?
I like Mop Tops and the Kings, music of the Beatles and the Elvis. I love Jukebox in the Back on Saturdays and rebroadcasts on. You know, what I like about those programs is these might not be songs or the kind of music that I play or that I like, but they weave such a narrative around the songs. They put them in context that I'm just riveted. Those are two. I wish Bernie was on Monday through Friday. It's such a joy. Sometimes I get up at 5:30 in the morning, and it's so comforting on Wednesdays to hear Bernie. And I love the kinds of music, you know, that easy going into. On those other days, we have AM jazz, very mellow. So those would be some of the programs that I like. I love Democracy Now! From 7 to 8. Amy Goodman expands our world. Rather than just issues here in Sandpoint and in North Idaho, I have to admit, in the early days we used to do from 8 to 9 Al Jazeera radio, and that went off the air. But what I liked about Al Jazeera, it took me to striking hotel workers in Portugal and things like that. Places that I wouldn't think of, issues that I wouldn't be familiar with, and made it interesting. So those are some of the, it's the breadth of music, and that's what I like about it.
Just talking, I want to go back, and then I want to tell you some of my favorites, but I want to go back, Chris, when you were talking about going out hiking in Montana. Some of our newer members have come from Knoxon and Trout Creek this year. They must have been listening to the station because I didn't send them a donation letter request form. But those are some of the newer members of our station. So, yes, our signal goes north through Bonner's Ferry. I think people in Amoye Springs get it, down to Hayden, almost to Hayden, maybe not quite that far, at least to Athol, and over to Clark Forks and Knoxon and Trout Creek. So we are a station that people can listen to and love. And as far as the shows that I love, besides our local shows, because I love our volunteer broadcasters, they're what puts community in community radio. But we also have some syndicated music shows like Woodsong, Old Time Radio Hour, which broadcasts on Thursday night at 7 p.m. and again on Saturday morning at 9, I think it is, if I'm looking at the schedule right, might be 10. But that is a real high-end quality show. We have Big Picture Science on Saturday morning. I always think kids probably are having fun listening to Big Picture Science. It's always interesting. Wood Warblers Jazz Grass. So the first hour, I think, is jazz. The second hour is bluegrass. Interesting combination. That's right after Woodsong, so that's 11 to 1, I think, on Saturday. And the list goes on, but again, you can go to our website and look at our whole program schedule. It's awesome, and it's color coordinated for fun and frivolity.
Okay, Bernie, you're up. Give us some of your favorite shows that you get to listen to on KRFY.
Oh, thanks, Chris. You know, I like so much of the programming, but, you know, I love the news programming. I love Democracy Now! I love the letters and politics from 5 to 6 in the afternoons. I can't remember exactly which days that's on, but there's always a news program between 5 and 6 that I enjoy. And, you know, I really love Connor Bird doing the programming from the high school. I get the biggest kick out of listening to the music they select. You know, it's not the genres that I usually listen to, but it's really entertaining, and I love enjoying hearing what the young people are listening to today. One of my favorite music shows is the Sunday Morning Gospel and then the Sunday Morning Show from 9 to noon. I think you programmed that show, and I love that music, I love so much of that. I can turn on KRFY any time of the day and enjoy what I'm listening to. You know, like I say, it's just amazing that all the programming is done so well. You know, there's not a single program that I don't think that just doesn't have something to say for it. It's, you know, whether it's the kind of music you usually listen to or the kind of news you kind of usually listen to or Michio Kaku. I listen to Michio Kaku too, Chris, and enjoy it a lot. I used to listen to Carl Sagan on the air, you know, same thing. That where else can you hear that but community radio and right here at our hometown radio, KRFY. So and please donate, folks.
Yeah, donate, folks. And Jim, you had something to add to that.
Just briefly, I'd like to throw a shout out to Jack Peterson on Tuesday and Friday's nights. His Norwester features local singers, songwriters, musicians, bands. So it's one way that the music ties us to our community, that Jack just does a bang-up job giving access to the airwaves of local musicians who might not see the light of day outside of what he does. So that's another reason why it's so important that 88.5 KRFY stay on the air. We give back to the community. We support the arts. And so make a donation. You can call 208-265-2992, leave a message, or you can send a check 288.5 KRFY, Box 2465, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864.
There you go. I just want to do a little ident here. You're listening to Community Conversations on 88.5 KRFY. This is a recorded interview that you're listening to right now, and it is Thursday that you'll be listening to it on July 30th. So thanks for tuning in. We could wrap this up, Chris. What else do you want to add to that? Should we talk about anything else? Our morning show, did we want to talk about that?
Well, hopefully we get the morning show back, but who knows when that's going to be. So until then, we're going to have community conversations. The way it differs is that this is done remotely. It's done via Zoom, and we record it two to four or five days in advance of airtime. So it doesn't have the immediacy that live interviews would have with a morning show. We're very anxious to get back in the studio, but we can't do that until it becomes safe. I thought we might go around one more time and close out with a few words from each of us on, you know, why do we think a community radio station is even important? What's the value of it? And why don't we start with Jim Healy, because he probably has that answer down cold.
Well, the value of it, it gives identity to the community. That one of the marvelous things about 88.5 KRFY is you hear people from the community coming on the air sharing the importance of community, the quality of life up here. And I'm sure that all of us agree that 88.5 KRFY does that, and does because it's so easy not to know what goes on, whether it be through Habitat for Humanity, Cancer Services, Lake Pend'Oreille Water Keepers, the political, what Chris and Susie do together to give voice to the airwaves, to the candidates. It informs, it entertains, it educates. That's why I love what we do. We're not dependent outside of the county on other information, that we provide it for ourselves and our listeners.
Well, Bernie, same question to you. You know, what's important about a community radio station? What do you value in it?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. You know, there's so many things, but you know, it's about us. This is this community radio station is us. It's a we thing. You know, it's our hometown radio. We hear our hometown issues. We're not, you know, not hearing the necessarily from our broadcasters, not hearing federal issues, but just local political issues. We, like Jim said, we hear from our local nonprofits and become aware of what is going on in our community. I think music brings us together. Jim mentioned like Jack Peterson's show, which brings local musicians together. I could just go on and on, you know. It's what I love about it is it's we, you know, it's us. And we get to do it together. And with, you know, with listeners' help and volunteers, we make it happen. And I'm really appreciative of that. And thanks everybody that volunteers and also donates to this radio station.
Well said, Bernie. And Chris, if you were going to ask me that question, I will answer that question. I feel like it gives a voice, an audio voice, a picture of our diverse and beautiful community. And it also, as both Jim and Bernie mentioned, it just gives an opportunity for folks to become a part of that picture through an audio voice. And I know that everyone who broadcasts on KRFY loves what they do, and they are all volunteers, including all of us. And I just think it's a pretty remarkable thing that in this small rural area, we have a community radio station. I want to give a shout out to our underwriters. We have, what do we have, 38 underwriters that in some way, shape, or form support this station, and we couldn't do it without our underwriters, our listener supporters, and our volunteers. So what a beautiful thing we have here, and it's something to celebrate. And I'm just so happy to be a part of it. So what about you, Chris?
Well, pretty much got to echo what you guys said, as particularly what Jim said about the way a community radio station actually builds our community up. We're in a really troubling time right now with the way the internet and social media is dividing us up into silos, where we only are exposed to our own thoughts or opinions and beliefs, and that's not healthy for our society. The radio station gives us an opportunity to share a diverse number of opinions and passions and beliefs and interests via our music. It's a way for us to build common ground here in Sandpoint. And personally, I think KRFY is something that really sets Sandpoint apart. There's not that many small towns of our size that have this kind of community radio station. We've had really outstanding support, an amazing group of people that got it started. There's an amazing group of people, 20 plus volunteers that are keeping it going, our underwriters and the folks that donate and support and become members. Or you don't have to become a member, just send us a donation. You're what is going to keep us on the air and keep us building community and finding common ground.
And with that, I think enough said. And so we are KRFY Community Radio. You can donate by going to krfy.org, and there's a donate button, or you can send a donation to P.O. Box 2465, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864. We appreciate everyone who gives to the station in all the different ways that people give. Sometimes it's someone just bringing up a really great CD, and we put that into our music library, and then we get to all hear the music. So I'll just wrap this up, I guess. Today you have been listening to this July 30th edition of Community Conversations. It airs each week on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m. right here at 88.5 KRFY. This podcast of the shows are available on krfy.org website later in the day. So thanks for listening. Please enjoy the music all day long. Thanks Bernie Mosier and Jim Healy for being here, and Chris for co-hosting with me today.
Yeah, thank you. Bye, folks.
Thank you. Bye.